Well, the election season is upon us, and everybody's talking about what's happening. But there's a new book coming out. It's called The Trump Code. And today on The Strang Report, we're going to talk about this because this is a very unusual book. There are many books on politics and on Donald Trump. In fact, I've written a few myself, including God and Donald Trump, which you probably know. But this book is about some children's novels that were written in the 1890s. And it was by a man named Ingersoll Lockwood. And the star in the book was named Baron Trump. And he lived in Trump Castle in New York City. I mean, the parallels between the Trump family and this kind of fantasy novel done in the day of when Alice in Wonderland was a big bestseller. And of course, that's become a classic. And so you have got this very old novel that is very arcane. I've read it myself, but it's interpreted in a new way that talks about the Trump Code. And it goes into things like time travel. And is this prophetic? And even deals with numerology. The author is a longtime friend of mine named Troy Anderson, who at one time was a part of our team here at Charisma Media. So I know him well. And he's done a masterful job of writing this. And now he's doing lots of media interviews. And today, he's on The Strang Report. You don't want to miss my conversation with Troy Anderson. I'm Stephen Strang. Stay tuned. Welcome back and welcome to you, Troy Anderson. Thank you for taking time to be on my podcast today. And I want to talk to you about this amazing new book called The Trump Code. Now, of course, as its publisher, I've been vitally involved in the book and I have a personal interest in it because, number one, I've endorsed Donald Trump for president. And number two, I've written several books on Trump myself. But nothing is like this book because this book is based on a novel that was written in the late 1890s by a man named Ingersoll. And why is a book like this interesting to us today in 2024?
Well, Steve, so yeah, there's been a lot of fascination with what's called the Baron Trump Collection. So Ingersoll Lockwood was a lawyer and novelist, lived in the 1800s. Abraham Lincoln had actually appointed him consular general to Hanover, Germany. So he had a government appointment. And this is sort of the time of the popularity of Alice in Wonderland novels. So he wrote this series of books called the Baron Trump Collection. It's at the Library of Congress. And the drawing of the boy on the cover, Baron, looks strikingly like President Trump's son, Baron, just the one R difference in how they spell their names. And so this boy lives in Trump Castle on Fifth Avenue in New York, where Trump Tower now stands today, 130 years later. And he goes on these time traveling adventures, guided by his uncle Don, the master of masters. They go to Russia and they have all these great adventures. It's a children's fantasy novels. And so there's been articles in Newsweek and Politico, and there's been videos on YouTube and TikTok. I've gotten millions and millions of views. So it's created quite a lot of interest, into whether these novels were somehow prophetic in nature, maybe like, George Orwell's 1984 and some of those novels.
Well, I remember reading 1984, and of course, it's discussed quite a bit in the news. People talk about newspeak and some of the things that are happening with what we call the deep state. And people remember 1984. When I first heard about this book, one of my staff told me about it. It was hard for me to believe. It was hard to believe. It was more like, this is a big joke. But I looked into it myself, got a copy of the book as part of the public domain. At first, we thought we might just publish it as is, kind of like republishing Alice in Wonderland, let's say, or something like that. It was written for children. It is a fantasy novel. But how in the world somebody would come up with even the name Trump or Baron Trump or Don Trump, if I remember correctly, and some of the other things is unbelievable to me. And I know that there's some discussion about even his time travel involved. Now, you wrote the book. I want to find out from you how you related that to the present day. But what do you think about that?
Yeah. So essentially, the Trump Code sort of puts together this 5,000 piece jigsaw puzzle of, you know, not just the Barron Trump collection, but also this intriguing, you know, elements of prophecy and even time travel that Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein talked about. They believe this might be possible. So the other intriguing element here is that Donald Trump's uncle is a highly respected professor of physics at MIT. And when Tesla, the famed inventor, they sort of called him the architect of the modern world. And a lot of our inventions today, even including our electric grid, wireless communications, may have been derived from ideas he had. And so when he lived in New York City in the 1940s, and reporters would go interview him, and you know, he talked about maybe he had invented something called a death ray. And so the idea was if the Nazis attacked us with nuclear bombs, potentially this weapon could vaporize their air force. So when he died, there was like 80 trunks of research in his hotels in New York. They called in Donald Trump's uncle to look at this stuff. And so he came back, and the official report was, I don't think there's really, you know, much of national security interest here. But then there's all these missing files. And so I interviewed the author of some books on Tesla, and the History Channel did a big special on the missing files of Tesla. And the question is, has the government used some of this stuff to develop top secret weapons and military stuff and other technologies over the decades? So it's sort of intriguing. And so people have had fun with this because of the Barron Trump collection and the Tesla connection. There's been, you know, videos on TikTok and YouTube asking, is Trump a time traveler? You know, it's all sort of fun. But it, you know, God is outside of time and space, and the Bible is full of all these different prophets that God showed the future to. So the book sort of puts together this whole puzzle. How does Trump fit in sort of the unfolding end times events that we're, you know, perhaps witnessing today? And, you know, were some of these things prophetic in nature?
Now, see if I get this right. Tesla, who is an inventor himself, almost on par with Edison and some of his contemporaries, his material went to Donald Trump's real uncle, we're not talking about the novel now, at MIT. Some of the material went missing. Of course, this all happened in the 1940s. Donald Trump was born, if I remember correctly, around 46, give or take. So he would have not even been born when all this happened. And all these things fit together like a puzzle. So, and I want to do a little bit of a deep dive into this book because I want people to know what they'll get when they read it. I mean, like, this is almost too interesting to be true, if that's the right way to say it. So why do you think this even happened? And do you think there's a spiritual aspect to this?
Well, I mean, here's the other very interesting aspect of this, you know. So, you know, I wrote that book, The Babylon Code, back in 2015, and there was a popular pastor who was so inspired by that book, he delivered an entire box of The Babylon Code, which is an expose of globalism. He delivered that to the Trump team in early 2016, and then 2 months later, Trump announced that Americanism, not globalism, would be our credo as his platform for president. I don't know if there's a connection, but I've always been curious about it. And then he got elected. And it was like this bombshell election. Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. And I just remember Franklin Graham posting on Facebook, it's the God factor. And so our agent asked us to write a follow-up book. We wrote Trumpocalypse. And I did this interview with Billy Graham back in 2013 for a 7-part WorldNet Daily series. And the thing that really struck me in that interview is he said, when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, that the king and the people repented. And he believed the same thing could happen again, this time in America. So in Trumpocalypse, we called for a national day of repentance. I later learned Billy Graham had asked every president from Eisenhower to George W. Bush to do this, but none did. And then our friend Kevin Jessup, great networker, he put this together, and he had that actual event, the return on the National Mall, and like 42 million people watched this. First day of national repentance since Abraham Lincoln. And then flash forward to April 8th, we had the great North American eclipse. I wrote a story for Charisma. The great North American eclipse, is this our Nineveh moment? Remember, the eclipse with all these towns called Nineveh. So that's the theme that runs through the Trump Code. Is this our Nineveh moment, our chance to turn back to God? This pivotal election's coming up, and the Trump Code sort of puts together this whole puzzle. And so I just sort of see see the hand of God in all this. It's just too miraculous to be just a coincidence.
What do you want people to get from reading this book?
I think the most important things I want to impress on people that it is time for us to turn back to God. We're at this pivotal moment in history. This election coming up could spell the whether we move into a hopeful future, some kind of turnaround in America, or we could we actually move towards this great reset plan the World Economic Forum has been promoting. The Democrats seem to be aligned with that. They're sort of aligned with the globalist policies. So I think we're at this major crossroads in American history, and God's put the ball in our court. The choice is ours. We can repent. We can turn back to God. We can see a turnaround, this revival continue, or we could perhaps even head towards this Antichrist system that Apostle John warned us of in the book of Revelation.
Well, I certainly agree with you 100%. But how does this book, The Trump Code, how does it fit into this, and what will people learn, and what should people do after they've read it?
Yeah, so the Trump Code, looks at all these different prophecies in the Bible. It also looks at some of the modern day prophecies, like, Ken Kamlin's prophecies about President Trump. Brandon Biggs had this prophecy about President Trump, an assassination attempt, a few months before this actually happened. And of course, we all know he turned his head at the right moment and he's now alive. Perhaps he could have been killed. And so the book will take you through all these, the ancient prophecies, Bible prophecies, modern day prophecies, the Barron Trump collection, these intriguing connections to Tesla, and sort of put the whole puzzle together. And then the takeaway message is, it's time for us to, return to God and get right with God. And, hopefully America and the world can have a better future. We're at this, critical crossroads.
Talk to me about this whole thing about time travel. Do you believe in such a thing? Is that even possible? Why do people keep bringing it up?
Yeah, so I mean, Albert Einstein believed it was possible. Nikola Tesla believed it was. And what's very interesting is here recently, they've had these congressional hearings on UFOs and UAPs in Washington, D.C. And so the Sun newspaper, which is Britain's largest newspaper, filed a freedom of information request with the federal government. They had a four-year legal fight. And then the Defense Intelligence Agency came back with documents saying the government believes that time travel may be possible, and it may help explain how these, these UAPs or whatever they are, these craft that, military personnel are reporting seeing all over the world. It may explain that they're coming here through wormholes, maybe through other dimensions, quantum physics, maybe, zero gravity technology. So it's just very intriguing that the government's, saying these kind of things now. And so we explore that in the book. And then what does the Bible say about this? Obviously, God showed all these prophets the future. How did he show it to them? It talks about, dreams and visions, God directly speaking to some of the prophets. But there's also that intriguing story with the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus is joined by Moses and Elijah, and he's shining. His face is shining. And then if you think back when Moses was at Mount Sinai and God showed him the Ten Commandments, when he came down, his face was shining. And it's sort of a similar story for Elijah. So did Jesus bring Moses and Elijah from the past to the Mount of Transfiguration? Did he bring from heaven? We know God's outside of time and space, and he can do whatever he wants. So there's sort of the intriguing stories in the Bible that sort of raise, questions about, how God shows these prophets the future, and, does that relate to, quantum physics and these kind of, interesting topics?
One of the things that fascinated me as I read the book was the whole thing about numerology. And I'll confess that I've never really understood that, although a lot of preachers will talk about how 7 is a number of perfection and 8 is a number of new beginnings and so forth. But numerology goes way beyond that. And there's some things with Ingersoll Lockwood's name. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so there's something called the Gematria Calculator, and it'll essentially, give you, you plug in a name, it'll give you the meaning of that name, based on the numbers in the alphabet. And so when you plug in Donald Trump, it says the storm is, when we plug in Ingersoll Lockwood, it says the storm is coming. And when you plug in Donald Trump, it says they got them all. And of course, Trump is talking about dismantling the deep state if he gets elected. So do the meanings of their names, point to that? It's interesting. Just like many of these things, they seem sort of prophetic in nature. Only time will tell. But, you know, President Trump has been very outspoken about, you know, trying to, you know, address the swamp, dismantle the deep state if he's elected, and, you know, take that kind of action.
Well, the book comes out on September 17th, which is a couple weeks from when we're recording this. Of course, a lot of people will see it on YouTube long after the book's out, but people can pre-order it. Several places, but Amazon is probably the easiest. And the early response has been very encouraging, and you've been doing a lot of media. What kind of response are you getting from some the few people that have seen the advanced book or people who have interviewed you?
Yeah, so the book has become a number one hot release several times in multiple categories at Amazon. So that's a great early indication of interest. And yeah, I've been doing lots of media interviews. So there's a lot of interest out there in the, you know, the Barron Trump collection, the Trump Code, was this prophetic in nature? And especially there's a lot of interest in this upcoming election and what's going to happen. You know, the last book that Ingersoll Lockwood was called The Last President. And in that book, this populist president is elected. And then he says the anarchists and the socialists converge on Castle Trump in New York City, chanting death to the rich man. And then there's a civil war that breaks out, all kinds of chaos. So there's been recent articles asking, you know, what is going to happen in this 2024 election? And of course, you know, we all know what we've seen, you know, up to this point, and you know, everybody's expecting, you know, all kinds of chaos and maybe legal fights and things like that. So, you know, the Trump Code looks at that. What does the future hold? What's going to come here in the next few months?
What do you want people to get from this book? What's the most important takeaway you want people to get from the Trump Code?
Well, I think the most important thing is that, you know, I just remember Franklin Graham coming here to California saying if we just get like 5-10% more of the evangelical Christians here to vote, California could actually become a purple or even a red state. And it's like that across America. There's lots and lots of Christians, lots of good people. And we just really need to encourage everybody to go out and vote. And this election is the most important one in American history. I believe it will spell what direction we go. We either head towards this, you know, potentially the events of the book of Revelation, or we have maybe have this revival that we've seen, you know, we had Sean Foyt, you know, doing those outdoor events. Pastor Greg Laurie is baptizing thousands of kids down here, down at the Pirates Cove where the Jesus Movement started. You know, Mario Murillo and Todd Coconato doing these tent revivals, and then the Asbury revival. So you're seeing these signs of revival all across the country. The Holy Spirit's moving. I believe God's heart is He wants to send revival to us, but He wants us to repent and turn back to Him. So that's the message: is get right with God, go out and vote. Let's, you know, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and do what's right for this country and turn things around.
Well, thank you. So well said. And I'll give you the last word. And then at the end of the podcast, I'll come back with a few thoughts for my viewers.
Well, yeah, Steve, I just, you know, just want to thank you so much for asking me to write this book. It's a great honor. You know, I just seen all these things that seem miraculous in nature, in our lives, and in America's history. And so, you know, you played a huge role in the move of God over many decades now. And I have the highest respect for you. And I just want to thank you very much.
You know, this is a book you really need to read. I thought my interview with Troy Anderson told you a lot, but there's so much more in the Trump Code. And while you're at it, if you have any interest in Donald Trump, you can go on Amazon and look for God and Donald Trump, as well as Trump Aftershock, God, Trump in the 2020 election, and even God, Trump and COVID-19. Those are books that I wrote. So I'm very interested in Donald Trump and what's happening. And when we heard about this incredible novel from the 1890s, so incredible, it's almost hard to believe, but it's in a book. It's a Christian book. It talks about the spiritual aspect. You don't want to miss the Trump Code. Be sure to pick it up. You can pre-order it. It comes in, it's in the stores on September 17th. Thank you for watching The Strang Report. Share it with others. If you're not a subscriber, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the little bell to let you know when we're on every Tuesday and Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, God bless you.